Good morning, and welcome to the Daily Inspiration. Today, we will be looking at the lost sheep, Luke 15:1-7. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners, for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost, until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and his neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99. Just persons which need no repentance. So Jesus said that he came to find and save the lost. What that looks like as we read the Bible is that Jesus was always interested in people. And I mean all kinds of people, including some we may not feel comfortable with. Right? In the culture of Jesus' day, there were certain kinds of people considered off limits to the religious people, tax collectors, prostitutes, and other kinds of sinners. Just think of your own circles and those odd or outcast people who don't quite fit in. Ever notice who gets invited to parties and who doesn't? Ever notice the cliques at school, work, even church? Sometimes people get excluded because we think of them as bad influences. And maybe they are, but I can't help but think that Jesus would react differently than we do. When Jesus met such people, rather than push them away or avoid them on the street, he walked right up and introduced himself. These people loved Jesus because Jesus loved them, and they could see that whenever he was around, he wanted them around too. But Jesus' willingness to welcome sinners wasn't always appreciated. There was a group of people in Israel at the time called the Pharisees, right? Jesus said they were very righteous and they were good church-going people. We call them today. But they had one major problem. They thought they were better than everyone else, especially the outcasts Jesus kept hanging out with. They thought that Jesus befriending these people indicated that he had poor judgment and wasn't as spiritual as they were. So Jesus decided to tell a story. It's about a shepherd who has 100 sheep. Right? Luke 15:1-7. Shepherd has 100 sheep. One goes lost. Then when he finds it, he picks it up, brings it home, and celebrates. The story of the prodigal son. The celebration is important. We know that Jesus is really talking about people, not livestock. And Jesus says that there's more celebration in heaven for one lost person being found than for 99 who stay put and don't wander off. Jesus isn't saying that obedience is worthless. He's trying to show us how much he and all of heaven really cares about seeking and saving the lost. About seeking and saving us. There are 2 takeaways from this story for those of us pursuing the God-first life. The first is that we need to see ourselves as the one lamb that wandered, not among the 99 that stayed put. It's easy to have a judgmental, disapproving attitude like the Pharisees, but that's taking our eyes off Jesus and what he has done for us. Besides, we've all strayed, right? We've all wandered off, right, to look for greener pastures and found ourselves alone in the forest with wolves nearby. If we are going to put God first, we can't put ourselves over anyone else. It's impossible to live the God-first life like that. The second takeaway is that we are found. Jesus knows exactly where we are with pinpoint accuracy. And as the good shepherd, he is not satisfied until all his prized sheep are with him. You might feel lost or disconnected, but take heart, because the parable of the lost sheep tells us that Jesus is in the business of locating the lost. That's the best possible news as we start our journey together, or continue our journey together, wherever you might be. Whether you're just starting your walk, or you've been walking it, for years, we all, need to take hold of this and continue to rest in this and see see this through. We need to understand this, you know, the Lord's heart toward us. Thank you for joining the Daily Inspiration today, and join us in the Saturday morning Bible study.